Okay. Once again, like last time, if I say something too quickly, so just make a note and you can ask me afterwards to fill in the missing details. I think it's okay to say that even though the Leila Seder is full of mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, the Reis and the Rabbonon, it seems to be that the central mitzvah is the mitzvah Saseh, the Reis of Sipu Yitzias Mitzray. And I think it's kedai to learn a little bit about it. In Halacha, there's such a thing in Shabbos Hagodah that you say the Hagodah. The Goyin is against it, but I think that the idea for sure was that the person should, instead of Boch Nafshi or Pirkei Avos, you say this, that you have to prepare yourself. Okay, so let's start off. What is the essence of the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? All the Gedolei Achronim are busy with the question, what is the difference between the mitzvahs Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we have to do every day, twice a day, by Kriyat Shema, the end of Kriyat Shema, and the mitzvah of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, which say the night. Really, every night we do the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. What is the, in which way does it stand out? So, there's various mahalachim. Most famous mahalach probably is Reb Chaim Briske. He points out in his Medayik and in the Rambam three simple differences between the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is every day. He said the first difference is that what we do on Leila Seder is Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, which means it's telling a story. Which means that the chatchila, you should be telling it to somebody else. You shouldn't be talking to yourself. You have to do your utmost to either have a child or at least other people to talk to. The Rambam speaks out that even if a person is by himself, he should still ask himself a question and answer it, which is part of this same idea that the first chiluk is that you're speaking to somebody else, and the somebody else is asking you questions, and you're answering the question. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'hoyo kish olcha v'incha." And vigadato lebincho. So there has to be yesh olcho and there has to be vigadato. That's chiluk number one that he says. Yeah. The second one is that the halacha in the Mishnah and the machloikas and Rav and Shmuel, how we do this, and we'll see later on, that the halacha that you have to be maschil begnus and misayim b'shevach. You have to start off with the gnus. If you wonder what gnus is, it's the opposite of shevach. Yeah, it's with the bad, and you have to finish off with the good. So the machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, What the gnus really is the gnus that you have to start off from the fact that our forefathers were oivda v'dezor, or do you have to start off from the actual shibud Mitzrayim, from when we went down to Mitzrayim and we started having to be slaves? That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Which one is the gnus? The fact that we were oivda v'dezor, or only what the bad things which happened in Mitzrayim? And thirdly, he says the third chiluk is that on in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of Leila Seder, part of it is that you have to explain the reason why we do the mitzvahs. That's the famous Rabban Gamliel, Kol Shloi Omar Shloi Shadvorim Eilu Lo Yotzei Dei Chavosa. So you have to explain why there is such a thing as Korban Pesach, why there is such a thing as the mitzvahs Matzah and the mitzvahs Moral. That's the central part of the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Those are the three chilukim which Reb Chaim said defines the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim of Leila Seder. Whereas the rest of the year, you don't have to have somebody else, you don't have to be asking questions, it doesn't have to be Maschir Beginus, you can just say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you obviously don't have to explain any mitzvahs. And Reb Chaim was makpid to speak this out in the beginning of his Seder to his Bnei Bayis, because he held that we pass in the Reise for sure mitzvahs Tzriches Kavona, and you need to know exactly what you're doing. I don't think that everyone does that, but that's the B'chai. In short, I would summarize that the whole year it's Zechira, it's just remembering, and say the night is Tzipur. I always tell my kids, a moshel, that sometimes you have a child who's naughty, and he does something really, really naughty, and you give him a punishment. You know, in the olden days, it was allowed to punish a child, believe it or not. And let's say you give him a patch, okay? The next time he's about to do this, you're not going to give him a patch again. You're just going to say, "You remember? You remember?" And that's going to be it. So I think that the mahalach a little bit is also like that. In Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, once a year we give it a real patch. We really go into details and relive the whole thing. And then every night, Zichis Yetzias Mitzrayim is like a quick reminder. You remember what I spoke about at length in the Seder night? Okay. That is the famous Reb Chaim. Now, I want to say over what some Achronim say, that is really a more fundamental chiluk between the two mitzvahs. That the definition of Zichiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the function of what we need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day or twice a day, is a function of emunah. It's to strengthen our emunah, right? Our emunah is based on Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the famous Ramban, Yetzias Mitzrayim, he soid le'emunah b'boir ha'olam, and through the Nisim Agluyim, that we know we know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Aseret HaDibur starts, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hetzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Having taken us out of Mitzrayim, that's what should give us the basis of the base for an emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that every night and every day in the morning has to be reminded. Whereas the mitzvah secret of Mitzrayim, the function of it is to tell the Nisim the flaws, to tell the whole story, in order to get to a stage of Shevach V'Hoidah. The function is, the idea is, they have to get to a stage of Shevach V'Hoidah. And I'll show you quite a few things which get explained with this Yisoid. Really, you can find it in many Rishonim. There's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot. I've got the whole list of which are just two or three short ones. He says, V'chol mi sheyoisi, when he's explaining about Kol HaMoisi V'Rei Zeh Meshubach, says, Kol mi sheyoisi b'mama, anyone is going to add in the speaking, V'yarech hadvorim, and he's going to lengthen, Hakdolas mash osalon Hashem, to point out the greatness of what Hashem did, Ech lokach Hashem nikmoseinu mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revenged us, to get to thank him on all the goodness that he's given us and his kindness, that's better. So you see, as he's explaining, that the idea is you have to be marich about the story, the same thing is in the chinuch even more, the chinuch when he describes the mitzvah, the mitzvah is to tell, anyone according to your ability. And he finishes off, and to praise Hashem and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the nisim that he's done for us. So, a very interesting thing is that if you look in the Avodram, he writes, what does the word Hagodah mean? So I'm sure the simple ones you know, the Hagid means to speak, to say over. He says, the Yesh Meforshim Hagodah is Meloshim Shevach Vohidoi. That is Hoidor v'Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we find that? So he says there's a Targum Yerushalmi on the Posuk in Parshas Kislovoi by Bikurim, which you'll see soon is a key that is written over there. It says over there, Higadeti Hayoim Lashem Elokecho. It says by Mikro Bikurim, and there the Targum Yerushalmi says Shvochis Yoim Odein. And Achim Tirgemoi Rabbeinu Sadio, also Rabbeinu Sadio Gun, says that Hagodah really means to be Shaveach. And also the Ramban al Toiro. Oh, I'll get to it. You're already by Nitzel in Binyamin. That's quick. I haven't started Kaddish yet. We'll get there. Mirzashim. Also the Ramban, also in al Toiro. Shigishmru oiso lavoit lefono bachila tapesach uzchira sanisim veloset halel boito elishmoi. It goes as far as the Rosh in Halochis explains that the three matzahs, why do we take three matzahs? It's keneget the three types of Lechem, which goes with the korban toida. There's really four, but the fourth one is chometz, so we can't take it. The three matzah ones, that is the... So you see as far as that he's even saying that the korban Pesach is really a korban toida. So once again, you see that the essence is to come to the stage of Hoidor. And with that, you can explain. So I always wondered, is if you look in the Haggadah, you'll see that the main part of the Haggadah, the main part of Magid, is based on four psukim. The four psukim, which are written in the beginning of Parshas Kislovoi, in the Parsha of Mikro Bikurim. The person brings Bikurim, he has to say Mikro Bikurim is a specific mitzvah. And there's four psukim over there that you have to say, Arami Oivet Ovi Vayeret Mitzrayimu, and the Masader of the Haggadah takes those psukim into parts, every word. He picks it and explains it and brings the pasuk to strengthen the pshat of that word. And that's how he goes through all the four psukim. If you look in the Haggadah, that's basically the main part of the actual Haggadah. All the rest is all really leading up to that.
So the obvious question is, what is missing psukim about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sefer Shmois? You have to go all the way to Pasuk Kisavah to find the psukim. So, and more so because even when he uses those words and he wants to prove that this means, all the time he's going to bring psukim from Shmois. How is he going to prove everything? What Yod Chazaka is? What Zroya Netuya is? That's all. Most of them are psukim from Shmois. So let him go straight to Shmois. Their answer is, according to what we're saying, is very good. Because if the idea is Hakoras HaToiv and expressing the Hakoras HaToiv, that's what Mikro Bikurim is all about. The only place where you're going to find that the Maestro of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the function as it's brought in the Torah, is to express Hakoras HaToiv, is by Bikurim. We know that Bikurim is the ultimate Hakoras HaToiv in saying thank you. Right? There's a medrash I sometimes say it in the Shir. There's a the Torah is bishvil Torah shenikoreshis, bishvil Yisroel shenikoreshis, bereshis. Right, those are famous. There's a medrash that says bishvil bikurim shenikor bereshis. What's that bikurim? Why is that? First is for Koras Hatoyv. Koras Hatoyv and bikurim is the. So that's why we can understand and this idea that those are the psukim that need to be used for that kind of function. And not only that, the Gemara says that one of the reasons why matzah is considered lechem oini, right, is the Gemara says in Psochim Lam Dvor, she'oinim olav dvorim harbe. Yeah? She'oinim olav dvorim harbe, which means you say a lot of things on the matzah. You even say it in the Haggadah also. B'shoa sheyesh matzah moro munochim leponecho. Yeah, the medagdeke balocha ve'ivayim makpit, or when you cover the thing to make sure that you straight away open it again, because otherwise you're lacking in this mitzvah. So what is it? It's oimim olos vorim harbe. You say many things on it. So what would you expect Rashi to say? You say the whole long magid. Rashi says shagoyim rim olav estahalil vaoyim rim olav hagod. The vorim harbe that you have to say is also saying halil, and goyim doesn't mean finishing halil. In Brochus we heard it that Goyma doesn't always mean. Remember the Tosfos says Goyma doesn't mean. In any case, that's Mufurish and Rashi, that's what Lechem Oini means. Oinim all of the Halal is also part of it. The Meiri also Hagodah v'Hascholas Halal. Yeah? So that's even clearer. Hagodah v'Hascholas Halal. Because the first part of Halal we actually say in the end of Magid. Yeah, and that also always bothered me. Why do we break up the Halal into two? And we say the two first parshias of Halal, we say at the end of Magid, and then you say the bulk of it, we say afterwards. Why split up Halal? Either you're saying Halal, you're not saying Halal. And if there's two parts of Halal, so then you have to have another simon, right? Uchad, Kafas, Yachad, Magid, Halal, Rochtza, Moisi, Matri. It doesn't say that. The parrot says, because that part of Halal, those two psukim, that's what the whole Haggadah is for. You're leading up to get yourself into a situation, into a massive, that you're going to say halal automatically almost. Yeah? So that halal is part of the magid. If you say magid, if you go through the steeple of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not in a way that you, the result is an automatic wanting to praise Hashem and to say the halal b'tzeis is from Mitzrayim, so then you've missed the point. That's why it's broken up. Also, we say in the Haggadah from the Rambam that b'chol doy v'doy chayv odom l'haroi says atzmoi kihilu hu be'atzmoi yotzo ato mishibot Mitzrayim. Not enough to remember that that's what happened then, and you know what happened to our forefathers. The mitzvah is, and this is part of the text of the Haggadah, that a person has to look at himself and show himself as if he right now went out of Mitzrayim. Also, I never understood. Well, why? I didn't go out of Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim. I'm celebrating and I'm doing everything. Matzen, because everything. Why me? The Torah is because in order to get to a stage where you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have to put yourself in that situation. The more you're going to put yourself in the situation and relive the Maschil Begnus, all the hard times, and then all the Nisim that you experienced and that you got out, that's how you're going to get to the ultimate feeling of Haidor. That's why this is an intrinsic part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says how we mekayim laharos es atzmai. How do we do that? So he holds that we don't do that. That you eat and drink also behesebot, and that you have to drink four koses of yain. That's the way you're celebrating your Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit writes because there nichlal b'mitzvah Sipur. It's yes, Mitzrayim, but it's as well. That's the sipur. It's not something separate. So you see, even bigger chiddush, that even the drinking of the Arba Kosis is also only as part of the getting yourself into a situation where you're reliving it, and then you're celebrating the Yetzirah. That's how Chayra comes out according to now the question that the Mephoshim are very busy with. Why don't we make a brocha on saying mag? I'm saying brocha, brocha Hashem, and so on. So it's Tzias Mitzrayim. Rashi already in the Tshuva is busy with that. So there's a teretz of the Nesivus. Nesivus has a Haggadah. He says that since we say in the end of the Haggadah, we say a brocha. That long brocha that we say in the end. So he says, you don't make a brocha on the brocha. Like for example, he says, you don't make a brocha for the mitzvah of Birkas HaMozen. Because the Mozen is making a brocha on the Mozen. You're going to make a brocha on the brocha that I'm making Birkas HaMozen. You can't make a brocha on a mitzvah which is a brocha. That's what he says. Now, the tzushtel is very difficult. Because by Birkas HaMozen, the mitzvah is to make the brocha. Whereas on the Seder night, the mitzvah is Tikkun Yetzias Mitzrayim. We happen to also make a brocha in the end. Yeah? But the mitzvah is not the brocha. By Birkas HaMozen, what's the mitzvah? To make a brocha to thank Hashem. So you can't make a brocha on making a mitzvah of saying a brocha. But by Seder night, the mitzvah is not the saying the brocha. The mitzvah is Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm also going to say a brocha in the end. So why shouldn't I make a brocha on the Sipu? The Teretz is that the brocha which we're saying in the end, that's what the whole God is all about. Yeah, it is to come to say the brocha of the Haidor of Asher Golonu V'Goales Aviseinu V'Mitzrayim. That is part of the of. What do you mean? What to say before? No. He's saying that because the part, intrinsic part of the Magid is to thank Hashem, to Shu Shevach Vahidor, which we do ultimately. If you look carefully in the Haggadah, we do it a few times. And there's a few times where it says, and therefore we need to, and by Dayenu, for all that we have to thank you. You see a few stop signs of the Halal, but the end, the epitome, is the Brocha. So since that's not Stama Brocha, which I make in the end of the Haggadah. That is what the Haggadah is all about, to get yourself into the stage of saying that bracha in Haidu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meila, it's saying a bracha on the bracha. And that's what the Nesivus means, that you don't make a bracha on this. And then some say even more, like there's sometimes in the bracha you say that, a good example now, that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that needs to be voluntary. Because I'm going to say in the evening of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem kedishonu b'mitzvah, I'm going to tell now the Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim because I was told to do so. That is never going to be a state of mind that I'm going to relive it and take it personal and get to a thank you. I'm saying the story because I have a mitzvah to say the story. That's not the idea. The idea is that it has to come from yourself. That's why you can't make a Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's not that kind of mitzvah. We'll come back in later on and have a few rides to this also, to this Yisrael. I want to go a little bit on other things. There's also another idea that you have to look through the Haggadah is that this machloikis that we said is maschil b'gnus. Is the maschil b'gnus that mitchilo hoyo avdei aviseinu avdei avodah zarah, or is the maschil b'gnus avodim ayinu lepaaro b'mitzrayim? And it's interesting that the Rambam adds that if the maschil b'gnus is the fact that they were then the Messiah in B'Shevach, that's already not written in the Gemara, is Shekirvonu HaMokim L'Avodosoi, which is also a word that we say in Haggadah, that he brought us close to his Avodah. He started off as people Avodah V'Dezara, and whereas if it's Avodah Me'in the power of Mitzrayim, so then it's where you're saying Hashem in Mitzrayim, which means the Gnus and the Shevach go together. And if you look very, very carefully in Haggadah, you'll see we do both. We say both. So, you have to say that machloikis is only if there's one or two, not this either this one or that one in the Gemara. In any case, so the idea of this is, and you see this idea many times in the Seder, that there's really two things. When we came out of Mitzrayim, there's the chayus of the Gashmius, and there's the chayus of the Ruchmius. They became a nation, we became people who are ready to be mekabel the Torah. So it's going to be a Geulas HaGuf and the Geulas HaNefesh. So that's why we need to say the Maschil B'Gnus and Mitzrayim B'Shevach of the Nefesh, that we were with the Zohar in his Kaveinu L'Avodosoi, And we have to say the physical one, that we were slaves working hard and we became free and we got out of the of Mitzrayim. So we need to, those are both need to be celebrated on the Seder night. And that you'll see, we say Asher Golon Ugol Asher Mitzrayim. I have it over here. I used to know it last time when I was younger. It says, at the end we say, V'noide l'choshir chodosh al ge'uloseinu v'al pidus nafsheinu. The ge'uloseinu is the guf, and pidus nafsheinu, the nefesh, is for the ge'ula of the nefesh. It's a nice idea which I want to share with you. It says that v'ya'anunu, that they inflicted upon us pain. So it says that even over miskinus the power, they used to make us build big cities, Pishtoim and Ramses. And it's famous that the Gemara says in Saito that these buildings they would collapse straight away. Yeah. So the question is what was the idea of this? So there's a Murdik Shlach Kodesh. The Shlach Kodesh says that we need to know that we went to Mitzrayim. This whole hard work in Mitzrayim is when we avodim, we were training to become avodim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right? While with Avdei Paroi, were you in training? What does it mean on Eben? Eben means you're completely working just for Kodesh Bohu. So he said that this also comes to teach us it. Because you can't have Avodas Hashem without Nefilas. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vekom. So he says that's what we need to be trained in. That even though you have a Nefila, the building collapsed, but you build it again. And it collapses immediately. It's not only that it happens to be that sometimes a person has an afila and then he gets up. It's part of the avoda of Hashem is that there are nefilos and in order to get to this high daga, you need to go through the sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. It says that part, how is that ingrained in us by having to build these buildings which kept on collapsing. Okay, one of the things which always intrigued me is when the pasuk says the Haggadah brings from the pasuk, "Yatzein Hashem Mitzrayim b'yot chazoko b'zroya netuya." So what is yot chazoko? Says the Baal Haggadah, "Ze adever, makas adever." I always remember as a kid already. Why is the adever? So as a kid, what they told me is that yot chazoko. Yod is a hand. How many fingers are on a hand? 5. Adam, Svadea, Kinim, Oreb, Dever. Dever was a full hand of Hashem. That's what he told me as a kid. To maybe add a little bit to explain why that is. So the Bris Kerov already is Medayik and the Psukim. Should really use a Chumash, but you'll look it up later. That the only place where there's expression of Yad Hashem is by Dever. It says, Hine Yad Hashem Hoyo B'miknecho Asher Basodi. So there the Torah uses the expression of Yad Hashem. So what does it mean? Yes, Yad Hashem. Not Yad Hashem. Yad Chazok, it says many times. That's what we're coming to explain. What is this Yad Chazok? So why is it that Yad Hashem was more endeavor than everything else? So the clever answer. The clever answer is that every Mako, the Mako itself wasn't a problem. What do I mean? What's Tzvadeya? A lot of Tzvadeya. How do you say in English? Frogs. The frog itself is not the problem. The frog is the problem that it comes into your stomach, into your bed, into your this. And so you go through the kinim. Kinim is not the problem. The kinim is that they come on your body. The only one where the makke itself is the problem is devil. It's not that something came about and made trouble. It's the actual mitzvah is that's the devil. That's the dying of the animal. That's the direct Yad Hashem. That's why it's Yad Hashem. And with that you can understand, obviously, why Yod Chazoko is whatever, because that's where you see the Yad Hashem. And it explains the pasuk in the beginning in Parsha Shmois, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he says you should go and do the shlichus. So he says a very interesting pasuk. He says Vani Yodati, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, ki lo yiten yiten eschem melech Mitzrayim lahaloich. The melech Mitzrayim is not going to get you holech. He's not going to let you go. Veloy biyot chazoko. Very strange pasuk. He's not going to let you go. Veloy biyot chazoko. What's this addition? What's it saying? So according to what we're saying right now, it means he's not gonna let you go, not even with David. That's really what the pasuk is saying according to what we're saying. We're not with David. So what does it mean? That as the Ramban explains, that the pasuk is coming to teach us. That's really the remez in the pasuk. He doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the makos acharonis. The first 5 makos up till David was that Paro had Bechira. And he strengthened himself every time and he overcame the Bechira. After five times, after Devil, the game was over. He really had already given in. Yeah? That's because the Baruch Hu said, I'm going to strengthen his heart to show all my Nisim. And as it says, that the Pasuk says in the beginning of Vorot, that's the beginning of already of Boy. Ki ato shalachti es yodi, now I'm going to send my hand, v'ach oischo les amcho badevel. And I hit you and your am bedevel. He's already holding by both, and he's still mentioning the devil. V'tikoched min ha'oretz. What does Rashi say? Ki ilu rotzisi. If I would have wanted kishay hoisa yodi b'miklucho shehikesim badovo, when I had my hand on your cattle, on your animal, shelachti v'kesi oischo les amcho im abhemus. I could have. The same killing, it doesn't make a difference. You're also the animal. You would have died. That really was the end, because he would have killed them also, not only the yeah? Which is what we're saying, that's the Yad Hashem. So, and that's why he was telling him, you should know, even when we're going to, it was told in the beginning. Even when it's going to come to the end, really, but the end is not going to be the end, because he's going to want to add another five to just punish them more and show all his oysters and mercy. Yeah, and really, if you look, what's the next word in the Haggadah? Bizroya netuya, zuha cherev, which many of the Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Avudram, they say cherev is relating to makas b'choyrot, really. So those are the two that I mentioned: the yod chazoka, which is the first end after the fire, where he would have already been killed and he would have already given in, and then you have the zroya netuya, which is when it actually happened. That's why those two are the. Almost the only ones which are mentioned over here in the main explanation. Afterwards, we list all 10 of them. But here in the main explanation, those are the two. Because Dever is would have been the Makas Bechoyros Bekoyach, and then there was the Makas Bechoyros Befoyach. And that's also the Yad Hashem in the Dever. And that is a part of the Haggadah also, which I'm sure you've wondered about. One thing that says, God Chazoka Bezoyim Natuyo Ubo'oisois. What does Ubo'oisois mean? Ubo'oisois is the Hamate, the stick. This is the matter, you should take that in your hand. With that you should do the oisis. You should say oisis in English? The signs. So it's very strange. I mean, what does it mean, ba'oisis? Ba'oisis is amate. Ba'oisis means the makos, right? The makos were brought about with the matter. Yeah? So why is he saying that the oysa is their mate? Oysa is not the mate, the oysa are the things which came about through the mate. So why does it say oysa is their mate? So, you should have said, ho oysa is elu ho oysa is shenasa al deha mate. So, we will see, basically, there's a vault from the Shem Ephraim, and I'm going to maybe show you the psukim soon, is how you find that Makas Dam wasn't only Makas Dam. When he hit the water with the stick, it was not only Makas Dam. It was also proving that when he made the oath with the snake, that there was a real, that was real. Why? Because what happened? His stick, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, as a stick, swallowed the snakes, which you can't do through Kishuf. That's the rule. You can't do, Doimim can't be. So what do these Chartum and Mitzrayim say? Not the Chochmah Bechlal. Really, his stick is really a snake. It's just through Kishuv, he made his snake into a stick. But since really it's a snake, so a snake has no problem swallowing up the snake. That was the taina of the Chartum and Mitzrayim. So now, if you look, there's a lot of psukim. If you look very carefully, it's Chavali, you don't have the Pasuk in Chumash. There's many, many diukim in the Pasuk in the Chumash which gets explained with that. For example, it says, When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go and warn the power of Makas Dam, he says, Koy Amar Hashem, Vezoi Steida Ki Hani Hashem, Hine Onoichei Make, Bamate Asher Biyodi, Al Amayim Asher Bayoi. In all other Makas, it doesn't say how we're going to do it. See, I'm bringing on you, Tzvadei, I'm bringing on the Kinim. He's saying, how am I going to bring about you Makas Dam? By taking the stick in my hand, and on the water, and that's how it's going to. So why is it that over here here the Torah singles out how, that he's telling him how he's going to do it. Another thing it says, that's Vayachis Hamayim Ashay Bar Yo'el. It keeps on stressing mine. It should have said, Vayachis ayoir. Right? No, Shabiyodi alamayim. That he's hitting the stick on the water. And also when it says afterwards that the mako was le'enei paroi u'le'enei avodot. That's the only mako we find that it says that it was, the mako was done not only in front of his of paroi, but also in front of his avodim. Yeah? What's the pshat? The pshat is the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that kishuv becomes bottle in mine. You can't do kishuv on mine. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the story with these old story with Kitsa. So that's the pshat. He wanted to show them that my stick isn't really a snake, it's really a stick. Why? Because I'm going to hit the water, yeah, and it's going to stay a stick. So that's going to be the raya that really was a stick and not a snake. I mean, he used the bringing about of Makas Dam to prove that the stick, it was a stick and not a snake. Why? They're hitting the water. That's why he explains. Why, first of all, he was already telling him how he's going to do it. He made sure that they're both going to be there, power and the avodim are going to be there. And that's why he keeps on saying, Vayachis ha-mayim, v'amata ha-shabiyodi al-ha-mayim, because that was the point. He's going to show them that it's on the mayim, and the mele, it wasn't a kishuf. And another thing, you look at the psukim, Mamesh Moyodik, it says, v'amata ha-shenefach l'nochosh tikach b'yodecho. When he tells him, take the matah shenepach nenochosh, tikach b'yodecha. In all other things, when he tells him, take the matah, take the matah. He doesn't say, matah shenepach nenochosh. Since it's over here, it's matah shenepach nenochosh, because that was the whole idea. Take that matah which is nepach nenochosh and show them that it's a matah, not a nochosh. That's why over here, it says, b'makas dam, v'loshos liboi gam lozois. V'loshos liboi means he didn't pay attention, he didn't give his heart, gam lozois. Says Rashi, what is Gamle Zoyt? Gamle Moises Amate Shenepach Letanin, the Gamle Zoyt Sheldan. Rashi himself says that's the Gam. And that's why, that's the Pshat, the Oisois, and we say in the Haggadah, we asked before, why did it say the Oisois the Amate? The Oisois was made by the Mate. So I says, no, the Oisois is the Mate. Meaning that the Oisois, that's a Gilui on the Mate. The Oisois was the proof that it was Take Amate. The Ba'oisa is the Amate. The Ba'oisa is the Mate, meaning the fact that it was proved that it was a Mate, there was a stick and not a snake. That's the Pshat in Ba'oisa is the Amate. Look at the Psukim, it's mamish unbelievable. Hmm? It's all there or have I made it up? What? Who says it? Today, me. A long time ago, somebody else. One second. The Shame Ephraim, but he also quotes it from someone. Who that is, I tell you the honest truth, I have no idea. Which is quite unusual. I don't know. But he brings it from someone. Where is it? And I put it in there. Right there. Now ask me after the Shame, maybe I'll find it again. He brings it from somebody called the Marie Horowitz. Misha Zeloye. A little thing about Makas Tzvardeya. It has a nice message. The Sifse Chachomim writes that Makshimo Oilom. Makshim Oilom. Why did it say when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for the Makkos to go away, he always uses Vayetar Moshe Lashem. Vayetar. It's also Lashon Tefillah. By the Tzadim it says Vayitzak Moshe Lashem. It says a Lashon of Tzoko. Why is it the Davka over there? So the famous heresy is that when you daven you have to hear yourself. And the Tzvadeh was very, very loud, so without screaming he wouldn't have heard himself. That's the classic heresy. But so I saw an answer with another diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'yitzak Moshe el Hashem al dvar hatzvardim." It doesn't say, "Va'yitzak Moshe el Hashem lohosir hatzvardim." About the issue of the tzvardim, he screamed out. It didn't say lohosir, like but the other makus. He says, "Va'yetar Hashem to take away." The lohosir is always to take away the borot or whatever it is. It doesn't say. He screamed al dvar hatzvardim, on the issue of the tzvardim. Chaim HaKodesh already is medayik that. So I'm missing the paper. But so the answer is that it says that by the Tzvardeya it was also the only mako which didn't go away completely, right? It says that Tzvardeya will go rak by yo'er tisho'arno, rak by yo'er tisho'arno. They would be left in the yo'er, right? So mainly he's saying that's why it can't say over here that he davened that the makkah should go away, because it didn't go completely away. The issue of the tzvadim, that they shouldn't be in his stomach, and in his gut, they should be in the yeah, and that's why it says the Lashon Tzaoko. No, help me out. How does it explain the Lashon Tzaoko? Because he wasn't because it needed a stronger tefillah. It wasn't just okay, take it away and that's it. No, they're going to stay and they have to limit. So that needed a stronger bakosha in order for that to be accepted. Another time. I don't want to stay hungry in the end. They say that there's a raya also from Tehillim that really the Tzvadea came also back by Ovoiv. The Seder of the Psukim in Tehillim that Ovid HaMelech is describing, it says they're saying that the Tzvadea came twice. He came once as the Makas Tzvadea and once as part of the Ovoiv. The Almosha from the Kitsa. That's Pistama, why, they're still, let's go to Borod a little bit. The Bris Karov is Medai from the Psukim, that the Borod didn't come down everywhere. The Borod was like the what we have today, these rockets that they came down only on something. They had to hit either a person, or an animal, or a plant. They didn't fall in open spaces. It's not the Palestinian missiles. It says, if you look in this, it says in Mufush in the Pasuk, Vayi Borod b'chol eret Mitzrayim, should stop there. Ala Odom, v'la Behema, v'al kol Esev HaSodeh, b'eret Mitzrayim. Yeah, read the Pasuk many times. It's not said, here you see it. But it doesn't say b'eret Mitzrayim, and that's it. No, each one had an address. Without an address, it wouldn't come. With that, you can also explain that it says in Chazal, that when the Makas Borod stopped, so there were hail balls stuck in on the way. And then it was used later on in the Melchoma. So the question is, why over here did we need it to be like that? Just finish it and that's it. Why do we need that special? So the terrace is because of that. Because that thing already had an address. So the stopping of the Makkah was that he or this is not going to be hit. But already, if it's a general that there's Makkah's board, so he stops Makkah's board. No, the Makkah's board was that each one of these rockets had a thing, and those people those animals were saved. So that's why I couldn't. But according to that, you have to understand the pasuk says over there in the end of Va'ero, V'achito v'hakosem ez loinuko ki afei lo yishenu. It says that the barley and another one, the pishton, were hit because they were already hard. The chito and the kosemes, they loinuko, they weren't hit ki afei lo yishenu because they were soft. Yeah, Rashi says, "Hoya dain rakois v'yecholus lamed b'fnei hakoshe." So according to Bris Karov, what do you mean? They shouldn't have been an address if they don't break. Yeah. So we can answer it maybe. What according to the question of the Kivega. The Kivega, they printed a la Torah on the Kivega, a few pieces, and he says this point that they weren't broken is mentioned in the end of the Mako. After the Mako is already finished. When Moshe Rabbeinu is handling with Paroi to negotiate to stop the thing. So then Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paroi that you should know this was hit, this wasn't hit, wasn't part of the description of the, when it was happening. Later on, he's giving him a report. Lama, if this is part of the nisim that this was a hit and this not, that's what Bekivega asks, obvious question. So he says that it was a message. A message is, you should know, the only way you don't get hit is if you're soft and you bend yourself. That's the idea. Yeah? He's saying, they weren't hit, you have to get the message. If you're tough like the Soiro, you're finished. If you're going to bend yourself like the Chito, then, so according to that, it also answers the kasha that we had. According to Brit Karov, they shouldn't have fallen on this Bechlal, because they only fell with an address to break something. Yeah, but they were an address. Not to get destroyed, but an address to give Paroi the message that you need to... Okay. And that's what he's pointing out to him. They were hit because they had a tough kid to be hit. The soft ones. Soft ones. The hard ones because they took a broke. The soft ones is to give this message. Okay. A little bit of Makas B'choyos. Okay. Let's start. In many of the makos, it says clearly in the Torah that it happened to the Mitzrayim, it didn't happen to the Jews. Yeah, the Pasuk speaks it out many times, not always. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayot writes in the beginning of the fifth paragraph, always,
that it didn't happen with any of the makas weren't by the Jewish people, and that's one exception. In any case, the question is like this: so always it says that they had kinim and they didn't have kinim, and they had this and they didn't have. What does it say by makas b'chayros? They had makas b'chayros and they had l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechas kelev l'shoyle. How is that the Yeah, so they didn't die. You know, what's the l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechas kelev l'shoyle? Why is that the opposite of not having had makas b'chayros? By the way, you know that I said it over here already once. No, what is the minhag of stealing the afikoyman, if you have such a minhag? Some people are very against it, but where's it coming from? The Torah says, because it says that the dogs didn't bark. If the dogs don't bark, the ganovim are all over the place. It's zeicher for the ganovim who came to. Well, here in Ramat Bechemesh, the dogs, you have to be careful. You don't. Any case, so the Pshat is like this, because it says in Makas Bechoyos, Bechoyosot so'oko gedoylo b'chal Eretz Mitzrayim, asher kamoyu lo niyoso v'kamoyu lo toistif. There's going to be a great so'oko, never was, never will be. Well, what is the one for that? Isn't it obvious that if you have people dying, so again, that the firstborn is suddenly dying in the family, it's going to be a so'oko gedoylo. Why does the Torah have to speak it out, and what is the point? So Bring from the Chazon Ish says that Yasser Yisrani Ko, whatever, so he says that the portion of Yisurim that a person gets is the Gezeira from Shammai. But how he's going to accept those Yisurim, that he has Bechir. Yeah? You can take them, accept them, Belosh Mekalo, and you can be Miyasser a lot. So he says, they want to say over here that's the Pshat over here by the Tzoko Gedoylo. The Tzoko Gedoylo wasn't just happened to have screen. What part of the Makas Bechoyros was that there's going to be this tzoko, this pain, this panic, this big screaming. That was part of the, that was another item on the list. Not only would they die, but there would be terrible chaos and pain and screaming out. That's the voice of Tzoko Gedoylo. So which are never going to be again. So meaning that it's going to give them pain, which is going to be irreparable damage. So. Yeah, so meaning again, it's not a shir in the mako. Pashas, you learn, it's a shir. It was such a mako that they're screaming. No, this was another function of the mako. That's the pshat. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechas kelev l'shoynoi. Yeah, that by the Jews, not even the dogs were barking. It was absolute silence. No panic. No nothing. Meaning, If there was only accompanying the Makas Bechoyros, so why is the Yechas Kelev L'Shoyna opposite? But if Tzo'oko was part of the Makos, Makas Tzo'oko of this screaming out, so they didn't have Tzo'oko, they have quiet, Lo Yechas Kelev L'Shoyna, it's Dovo V'Hipuchoy, according to that. Chazal say, this is a point which I think should have bothered everyone. Chazal say on the Pasuk by Makas Bechoyros, V'atem lo yteitzu ish mepesach beiso ad boiker, they shouldn't go out until the morning. And by the way, they say, Paro went to look for Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says the kids were joking around with him, here and here and here. Why didn't he go and ask grown-ups? After a while he gets the point, no? Tells that the grown-ups weren't allowed to come out. The only ones who were outside, the children were playing outside because they didn't have a mitzvah of going out. It says, Ish mepesach beisah ad boikah. It says, Ish. A cotton is nishkan ish. Okay, I'm not sure if that's Purim or Pesach, that's what, but it's... It's geula le geula. In any case, so the Gemara says, "Kivun shenitan reshus lemashchis, einu mafchin min tzadikim l'rishoyim." Once the mashchis has the malach hamoved, whatever you want to call him, has the ring, so free, so it comes out that they couldn't go out with the makas b'chayros because the mashchis would get them, because he won't make a. So the question is, the Haggadah goes on. V'vati b'ed Mitzrayim ani v'loy malach v'ani v'loy tzoro v'ani lo v'loy shliach ani Hashem. Over and over, it's only Hashem. So what's the mashkis got to do with it? Where's the Ramashkis? And so the Moshe Zakenim and the Kivega, they all answer that by Makas Bechoyros, there were two parts in Makas Bechoyros. One was that the firstborn of the mother would die. Every mother has one firstborn, so they would die. And also the Bechoyros Min Ha'av, they would also die. Yeah? So, and that's also the Pshat. That the one, who is the firstborn of every woman, that everyone can know, right? So the mashkis can do that. But to know who is the firstborn of the man,
Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to do this. He's the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara is a Neshech. Ani shemafchin min tipo shel b'choy le tipo she'ene shel b'choy, I'm mafchin if it's ribbis of a Jew or a Goy. He's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mafchin min tipo le tipo. So there was taki two makas b'choy. There was the makas b'choy of the mashchis, that's b'choy minoim, and there was the makas b'choy of the father, that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get to it. What did you say just now? Oh, yeah, you're quite right. And the Rabban asks, why is the mitzvah of Pidin HaBen only on a Peter Rechem, not on a B'chayim HaNo'af? Rabban asks, they were also saved. So according to this Yisoid of Rabbi Kiveiga, we have the answer. Because the B'chayim HaNo'af, as you said, they need a nace to be saved from the Mashchis. Yeah? Because they were also in danger. And but the B'chayim HaNo'av, they weren't. There was no Magefa on them. Yeah, they were mitzvah from Magefa. Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Ram said that the B'chayim Yisrael the tzu. Let's leave that. With that also, we can understand that you find that it has a dual function. What was the function of Makas B'chayim? That when Moshe Rabbeinu warns him, so it's mashma that it's. It's in order to power finally agree to let them out of Mitzrayim. Yeah? On the other hand, it says, V'gamis ha-goy asher yavoidu don onoichi. I'm going to punish him. He says already by Avraham Avinu, don onoichi is with the 10 makris. So you see that it also has the punishment, or the mido keneged mido, it says by Makas B'chayim. According to B'kiveig, it's very good, because there were two of them. The B'chayim in Ha'im came to punish the Mitzrayim for having worked them hard. The one from the Maskis, the B'chayim HaNo'av, was to take them out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde ba'atzmo, ani hoytzeisi, he took them out. Yeah, because what's going on over here? The B'chayim HaNo'av, if only the B'chayim HaNo'av would have died, then everyone else wouldn't be worried about. Yeah, everyone knows if he's the B'chayim HaNo'av or not. But the B'chayim HaNo'av, that made them all worried, because he had in one family, he had five dying. So that made the whole of Mitzrayim worried. So that was what made him that made them let go. Yeah, that's the soccer. The time is up. Whoever wants to go, I'm not going to be insulted if you leave. Those who want to stay, I'm going to continue. Maximo, talk to the walls.
Ask a question.
Yes. I'm not sure if he was the one who was. Yeah, it could be. The that was exactly by Chatzos. That's well, you're making faces. Your father said the Vavarti Beret Mitzrayim. You know that in Tempshah? No, okay. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vavarti. The time zone. Vavarti Beret Mitzrayim means the time zone. Yes, Mocha'av was from the father. Okay, so please, don't. I'm not going to be insulted. Mimitzrayim Gal, so we say in the morning, Emes V'yatsiv. Mimitzrayim Gal Ton Hashem Elokeinu, Mebeisavod Nipedisonu, took us out of Mitzrayim. Also the double loshen galton of this one. Kol b'choyreim rokto b'choy chogolto. So at first it says Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then it says Makas B'choyreim. It's the wrong order. And you say Ma'iri, but Taki said the opposite. Hamaki bevros efel b'choyreim Mitzrayim. Vayoyte Yisrael mitoycho. Took them out. The so Rav Shlomo Zalman has a famous tirad that there's a bright in the beginning of the Masechta called Masechet Mochis. It's about Avelos Mochis. Masechet Avelos really. It's called Mochis in a nice way. So the first bright over there says that it says. So Makas B'choyim was at night. Then it says, "B'yoyim hakoisi is called B'choyim at Mitzrayim." Breisa asks this. It says in the daykam time. So Rabbi Yochanan over there answers that they were hit on Chatzos. How do you say a fatal hit? But the Ma'aseh they were goisis until the morning. That's when they died. The first topic there is chazgoisis. So that's what he's saying. So in the Arvis. We talk about the hakor, about the hit. So it's a makke bevrotze b'chol mitzrayim. They go hit, and then vayoyisus from mitoychem lechiyosolim. And in the morning one, we're talking about b'choreim harokto. You killed them. The killing was already after mitzrayim galtona. In the morning they went out, and they died only the next day. So that's why it's good. The mitzrayim galtonu, and then harokto. Here's a harokto, and here's makke. But it's a bit difficult because you look in the Brais, it says that they died in the morning. Not lunchtime. And the Jews were not. So So with this Yisoy that we said before, that there's really two things: there's the Gulas Mitzra, Gulas Aguf, and the Evet of the Gulas Aguf was when they actually went out physically, but the Shame Evet is already finished by Chatzos when he was already telling you can leave, so it's already not the Evet of Paroi. Yeah, but this the Yisoy that we started off with. You know that in the Haggadah it doesn't say the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? It doesn't say the name. The Haggadah says because we want to make it clear that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it all and not Moshe Rabbeinu. There's one time where it says, it brings the pasuk of Vayar Yisroel HaSayot HaGidoy LaShosem Yisrael, we say it every morning, Vayiru Omes Hashem, Vayamidu B'Hashem B'Moshe Avdei. And really over there, the first part of the pasuk would have been enough in the context over there. And it does say Vayamidu B'Hashem B'Moshe Avdei. Suddenly one time, It says Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is it punked over here that I Monavshach? So you could say that the pshat is like this. And why are we saying we don't want to mention Moshe? Because we want to make sure that in the secret is signed, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did it all, right? No shittur, no nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't play any. He didn't have any koiches over here. So it's very good. When it comes to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which what the Haggadah is all about. So thanking and realizing what he did and why we need to thank him. So we need to thank only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing to thank Moshe Rabbeinu about. So that we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the whole Haggadah. Because what is the Haggadah? Haydoah v'shevach. But over here, what does it say? Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdei. Mitzad the emuna. The pasuk is saying that by emuna, Moshe Rabbeinu also, we need to believe that Hashem did it, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach, and they needed to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's poshut pshat. Very nice pshat. And the same thing also can answer that question which we said before, the different the distinction between Shachas and Ma'ariv. That by Ma'ariv we talk about the emuna. Em is the emuna, and it's emunoscho baleilos. So the emuna we mechazik by the fact that happened, right? That this happened. We have emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this and did this. So it was first b'nakis b'chayos, and then he took us out of Mitzrayim. But in the morning, emes v'yatziv zahagid maboy kechazecho. There's thanking. That's the thanking. In the thanking, you have to thank the main part first. Like if you, let's say you're invited to someone, right? You say thank you very much for having me. And then the apple strudel was very good, right? So what's the pshat? Because first you thank for the main thing, and then you detail things. So therefore, we also by the thanking in the morning, v'lahagid maboy kechazecho. The chesed was that Mitzrayim galton beisavon epidisono. One of the apple strudel was the Chareim Arotza, the Chareim Arotza. That's why over there, the order is the other way around. Yeah. I think we'll finish off with this, even though the list is long. One more. It says when we say Pesach there, it says, Asher Pesach Abotem Menei Yisroel Mimitzrayim, V'nokpo Yis Mitzrayim. Why are we eating a Korban Pesach? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Pesach. Abotem Bnei Yisrael, Pesach means he jumped over the houses when he hit Mitzrayim. That's Boteinu Hitzi. Our houses, he saved. Yeah? What do you mean? He skipped over our houses, but why does he have to say again Boteinu Hitzi? Pesach, Abotem Bnei Yisrael. He jumped over. What is the Boteinu Hitzi? So, there's like this. There's a theory in the Psukim. What was the function of the blood on the doors? Was it a Siba or was it a Sin? And one hand it says in the pasuk, "V'hoyu hadem hadam lechem lo'os al abotim asher atim sham." Yeah, which means it's a simon that in order to the mashkis to know which houses to go in and which one not, so you need to put the blood. On the other hand, it says that it was the reason was a sibah that needed to have the schus of dam pesach and dam mila. So, and also, Kivega asks if it's a simon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a simon. He said HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Makas B'chayrus. He says, Postach Hashem ala Pesach. Hashem is jumping over. What does he need the simon for? And that itself also, in the Psukim, one says, the Postach says, V'ro'isi is Adam u'postachti aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I will see and I will jump over. Or V'ova Hashem linkov is Mitzrayim, V'ro es Adam, he will see the Zom al-Mashkon v'sozach, and he's going to jump over. And the other Psukim, it says, that V'lo yibohem negev le'mashchis. V'lo yit le'mashchis lovo el boteichem linkov. So you see that it's for the mashkis. So what do you have to say? Beit Dinim, they're both true. Yeah? It was also doing a simon, and it's also doing a tzibah. Yeah? That what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it as a
Siba, he sees, they did Mitzrayim, I'm going to jump over the houses. Yeah? Whereas the Damascus, for him, it was a simon, that he should know where to go. And it says that answers all the questions. And Taki, look in Rashi, it says that the Boreisi Sadon, says Rashi, Hakol golu lefono. El Oma Kodesh Boko, noisen ani eina, liro el shatem asukim imitzroisai, upeseach ani alechem. Basically, Rashi is saying it himself, that part that Kodesh Boko was only using it as a, and that's what the posik means before. She posach al beitem, when we say Pesach ze al shem ma, ashe posach Hashem al Pesach, vezboteinu hitzil. Posach Hashem is the Hashem part that he's jumped over and he saw the thing, vezboteinu hitzil from the Mashchis. He didn't let the Mashchis kill us. Okay. I have one more, but it's late.